Hey there, you beautiful creatures. This is a movie review about a priest that should have kept his pecker in his pants. It's called The Exorcism of God.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, folks. How are you doing? Tori here. And you are not. Welcome to Idiot Box Radio. You can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. Coming to you with yet another horror movie. Can we get enough? No, we cannot. The Exorcism of God is about Father Peter Williams, as photographed on here, though you can't see him really because his back's turned. And did you like the light trick that they've done with the cover? I do think it's pretty cool, just to let you know. So here he is on the back too. He's like, "You shall not pass." He wishes that he got the role of Gandalf, but he couldn't quite do it. In any case, this is a good movie, but not a great movie. About a 5.9 out of 10. Father Peter Williams, whilst doing an exorcism that he was told by the church not to do, decided that his penis should fall into the person that he was exercising, not exercising with, though he did perform a form of exorcism, on his pants. But in any case, he does the wrong thing, but it's not him. He's possessed by a demon when he does it, but he never confesses to what happened to the church, just letting you know. So, time goes past, and as it always does in these things, and the demon strikes again. Father Pete, he's in Mexico, where he was before, and he's looking after everyone, doing the right thing, trying to atone for his sin, which, like I said, he's never confessed. The church absolutely loves him, thinks he's a fucking top sort, but he knows that he's full of bad beans that need to be expelled from his body. Long story short, fights the demon, shit goes pear-shaped, and exorcist comes, like a priest exorcist shows up to help him out, and together they fight the forces of evil. We've got Janky upside down, crawling, running, frame-skipping, demon running, other people being possessed, monsters stabbing, burning flames, shooting, crosses, crucifixion, possessed Jesus, which is the scariest part of this effing movie in my opinion, but still a good trash horror movie if you are a fan of exorcism movies. There are better, but there are certainly worse, and I did enjoy this one, and as long as you're not paying full price for it, give it a shot. It's well worth your eyeballs resting on for about 90 minutes. In any case, Exorcism God, give it a shot. Till next time, Idiot Box Radio out. Go to the site, become a patron, and your name will be at the end of the video like these good people. See ya.